Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that your word is life to those who find it, and is health and healing to our flesh. Father, as we open your word today, I pray for understanding and wisdom to come. I thank you for faith to flow. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God.
Before, am I on?
Yeah, I turned you on.
Before we get into what we're going to do today, I just wanted to kind of give you a little bit of encouragement, something that this week, I don't know, I just got encouraged by it. And we've talked over the last couple of weeks about our personal growth and all of that and how vital the Word is in that. That the Word is how we grow with the Lord. It is everything about our growth and every area that we've touched on all is based on the Word. And that's what we're about.
Amen.
We're about the Word here. It's about the Word. And this week as I was, you know, was just kind of spending my personal time with the Lord and spending my time in the Word and, you know, that kind of thing. Every time I would just, and throughout the day, I mean, all day long, I'm a busy person. I'm working a couple jobs. I mean, I just constantly am going and going and going. But the Lord is always right here. I mean, he's always talking to me. He's always, I mean, he's just right there. I don't know how else to explain. He's just with me all the time. Exactly. And that's, yeah, and that's putting that, but anyways, so all week long, I just kept hearing from him and him just kept telling me the Word is life-changing. Life-changing. You need a life change in any area in your life that you need a change. The Word is it.
Amen.
The Word is it. Yes, your personal relationship with him. Yes, different things that you do. The Word. The Word, the Word, the Word. There's your life change right there. There is your life change. I don't care what it is. I don't care if it has, you know, in your marriage, which we talked a little bit about marriage on Wednesday night, well, two Wednesdays ago, whether it's your kids, whether it's finances, health, job, no matter. God cares about every area of your life. And we talked about that, and I think the first week when we talked about personal growth.
Yeah. Amen.
But the Word is life-changing. So if you need a life change, there it is. Get in the Word. Spend time in the Word. Put the Word first. First.
That's good.
Okay.
Put the Word first. All right. So praise God. So yes, we have been talking about some different areas, but we're talking about growth. We're talking about growth personally, spiritually, mentally, physically, you know, growth. And financially. You know, we all need growth in every area. we've talked about prayer life. And how our prayer life will help us grow, will give us a stronger relationship with not just our Father God, but within ourselves. We'll be at peace. Because prayer brings peace. It brings just a calming when we pray. We pray either whether it's our understanding or we pray in the Spirit. But either way, we're communing with the Father. And it gives us that peace that we need sometimes when we're in chaos. Amen. Last week we talked about doing our part as a member of the body, and how important it is that, you know, we have to be united together as one, even though we are all individuals. It's important that we all remember to do our part. I made mention about how we missed Gene.
Yeah.
Wasn't there to give that big smile on his face and greet us. And it's an important thing. And when he's not there, what happens? The Bible says we're lacking.
Yes.
We can't function properly. And so it was just, you know, him not being there. Oh, what's going on? Something's not right. That's what happens when a part of the body isn't functioning, right? Amen. And it causes the entire body to struggle. Amen. So today we're going to talk about witnessing, because we just touched on that a little bit last week about what is on God's heart the most. And that is the lost. Amen. So, if you will, open your Bibles to Romans chapter 1. Okay, I will read. Romans chapter 1, we're going to look at verse 16. Y'all know this when it says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of what? God to salvation. It is the power of God to salvation. For everyone who believes, for the Jew first, and also for the Greek." For the Jew first, his chosen people, and also for the Greek, the adopted ones.
Yay!
Amen. That's us. So praise the Lord. So I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Those who are ashamed of the gospel don't preach the gospel. Those who are ashamed of the gospel aren't doing their part in the ministry of getting people born again. And we're all called Amen. To the ministry of the gospel of Jesus Christ. That is all our ministries. We are all called to minister to the lost. To salvation. And this is how important this is. The gospel is the power of God to salvation. Well, gospel is what? It's good news.
That's right.
And we don't need to start off with, you're a sinner and you're going to hell. That's not how you minister good news. They already know that. Listen, I knew when I was going to hell. My friends know when they're going to hell. You know, they knew when they weren't with Jesus. They knew they weren't going to go to heaven. You know, the world knows this. And you also know when you're born again. You have that peace in your spirit. You know, I'm saved. I'm saved. I'm righteous, you know. Amen. Do I miss it sometimes? Yeah. But that's okay. I get back up, dust off, keep on going. I don't allow condemnation to hold me back.
Amen.
See, because people who are under condemnation don't preach the gospel. They sure don't. They just don't. So we've got to forgive ourselves.
Amen.
Ask the Lord to forgive us, right? Yeah. And then we forgive us. If we won't forgive ourselves, how can we ever help someone else be forgiven?
Amen.
And sometimes that is, and forgiveness, I mean, I know we're not talking about forgiveness today, but since he brought it up, and sometimes, you know, he just said that, you know, forgiving ourselves, and sometimes that's the hardest thing
part
to do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not that it's easy to forgive others. Sometimes it's hard. Sometimes we have to make a choice to forgive, but when it comes to yourself, sometimes I know there have been times with me where it's like, Lord, I'm having a really hard time forgiving myself. I can forgive other people. They just do stupid things sometimes, you know, but
yeah, we just write it off as being stupidity.
You're just kind of like, okay, yeah, whatever. Okay. Yeah. Lord, you got that, you know, whatever. But sometimes when it comes to us, it's hard because
we know ourselves,
yep. You know, and sometimes it's just like, and for someone that might be struggling with something and you say, oh, I've asked forgiveness for that one thing time after time and time, and I just keep messing up. You know what I mean? So then they fall into condemnation and then other things happen there.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's like, and that's where all of these areas that we've talked about, personal growth, it's so important that you have that relationship with the Lord, that you have that word, that you have everything that you need there. So when you're having a hard time forgiving yourself, you know what to do.
Yeah.
But it's not easy sometimes, you know, and sometimes you just have to say, Lord, I need your help. I don't know what to do here. I'm having a hard time struggling. I can't forgive myself.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes it takes some time to work through that. But thank God that he does. I mean, he has forgiven us.
Yes.
We just, and sometimes mm-hmm. we have to walk that out in faith. You know, we have
right.
to walk that forgiveness
that's good.
Out in faith.
Mm-hmm.
But it, you know.
You have to, by faith, believe that you've been forgiven.
Forgiven.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, so.
I like that.
Yeah.
So let's go to 1 Peter chapter 3. You want me to read it? Bring it out of the King James?
And your mom gave me her glasses. So.
Oh, cool. Right on. 1 Peter chapter 3. I'm going to read it out of mine, but we want to read it out of the King James. It's got a word in there that we really want to pay attention to. So 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15 says, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts. Sanctify the Lord God in your hearts. How important is that? That means to set him apart in your heart. Praise God. What's the word do? It divides. It's sharper than every two-edged sword, right? So we separate or we sanctify the Lord in our hearts. Amen. Set him. He's got his part of our heart. Right? Amen. We give it to him. Sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and always be ready to give a defense, mine says, to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. See, and this word I want to look at is not defense, but it's answer.
Answer.
In the King James, the word is answer. Now, so let's read it that way, because I'm reading out of the New King James, but I want to read it that way. It says this, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and always be ready to give an answer to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. You have hope in you and people see it.
Yeah.
You know, that's why they say things about you like, well, you're different.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, there's something about you I like. That's that hope that is in you.
Yeah.
And they see it. Yeah. And so what do we do when we've got to be prepared to give an answer to why? Why do we have this hope? Mm-hmm. Why are we joyful in the midst of havoc? Yeah. You know, we are to rejoice.
Amen.
Right?
Yeah.
In the face of turmoil. Things come against us, we're to rejoice.
Right.
You know, bring it on.
That's right.
Because greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world.
Amen.
And I have hope in me.
That's right.
My hope is forever knowing that I have eternal life with the Lord Jesus Christ. That I will one day be at the feet of my God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
And to be able to walk in and out boldly. No condemnation.
That's right.
Glory to God.
Amen.
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 I'll be free.
Yes.
And that's that hope that shines in our eyes. It's that hope that's on our face. It's that hope that's in our heart that the world sees. Yes.
Amen.
And we've got to be prepared to say, this is what you're looking for.
Yeah.
When they say, there sure is something about you. Let me tell you what that something is. Be prepared.
Amen.
To give that answer with meekness and fear. Reverence. Amen.
I want to give a little story. He was talking about, you know, the hope that people see in you when you have the Lord in your life. And I work with some great people, and we aren't limited, and we can talk about the Lord, and I work with a lot of Christian women and different things. And there's one gal that I work with. And a couple of weeks ago, we were just at work one day, and it was a Tuesday. She's a devout Catholic. I mean, go to church on Tuesday. Well, I wouldn't call it church, but they go
mass.
And do their thing on Tuesday. They're in and out in 5 minutes. I'm not sure exactly what they do or whatever.
Or confession.
So, you know, and so she was kind of struggling a couple Tuesdays ago, and she sits kind of over from where I sit, and she looks over my wall, and she goes, "Man, I got to go to church tonight." She goes, "I need Jesus." And I was just like, "Yeah, you do." And she's like, she goes, "You're always talking about like going to church and, you know, what you guys do and different things like that." And she goes, "Yeah." She goes, "I think I'm going to go to church tonight. I need Jesus." And I'm like, "Well, that's awesome." And so then we, you know, we just got starting to talk a little bit, and we didn't have a whole lot of time, but, you know, I got to share. But why did she come to me and say that? Why? Because I'm open about, I mean, I am seriously an open book. I mean, if you know me, you know me. I am what I am, period. And, you know, I talk about the Lord. I've talked about, you know, I'll walk and I'm like, "Man, guess what God did for me?" You know, and I don't care, you know, I mean, I don't care who's listening, who's like, but you know what? They know who I am. They know what I believe. They know if they need prayer, I'll pray. And, you know,
God's with you.
And exactly. But it was just kind of funny that, you know, you know, she's very, like I said, she's a very devout Catholic. She, you know, goes to church and she does her thing and all that. But she looked over my wall and she goes, "I got to go to church tonight. I need Jesus." And I'm like, "Yeah, finally." I think is what my answer was to her, or something like that. But then she kind of giggled. But I don't know. Just it's that hope, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when, you know.
They see it.
They see it, you know.
And they see the joy in you. The not just happiness, but they see the joy in you. You know. Yeah. And it gives them that hey, what is it that's so different about you? You know, how come you're always smiling? Mm-hmm. You know, some people hate that.
I know.
That you're always happy.
They're miserable.
And they're miserable. And they, you know, and they just can't stand the fact that you're happy.
Yeah.
But see, they don't understand. It's not a happiness. It's a joy that's filled with inside us. You know, happiness can come and go, but joy is forever.
That's right.
Amen. So that's where we keep that joy. And there, and when chaos comes against us, we rejoice.
Amen.
And it'll shut that chaos down right quick. Amen. Amen. It's a good way to shut the enemy down is just praise God.
Right.
Just give him praise. That shuts the enemy. It does. Victory through praise, Pastor preached one time. And it is so important, because even in the midst of the turmoil and everything that's going on, whether it be even temptation of any kind, beginning to praise God, We'll close that voice down. We'll shut that voice down, because you'll hear praises because you're praising God.
Yes.
Amen. And that'll shut that enemy's voice down. Amen.
Amen.
So praise God for that. Let's look at Acts 1:8. You know this one.
That's right.
Acts 1:8. This is in the red. It'll be Jesus talking. He says this. He says, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be what?
Witnesses.
You shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." You shall be witnesses. So say, "I am a witness."
I am a witness.
"Of Jesus Christ."
Of Jesus Christ.
And that's how important this is. We are to be those witnesses for the Lord. To witness who He is. To witness what He's done for us. To witness His love. His mercy, His grace, His compassion, His everything. Amen. We witness that. We are the ones that bear witness to who God is, to why God sent Jesus. We bear that witness.
Yes.
Amen. We do that bearing of witness by also being an example.
Yes.
Amen. Being an example. Bible says to be an example to the believers in word and deed and conduct.
Yeah.
Ah, really? Be an example to who? The believers.
Yeah.
See, we even got to be good examples to those who are supposed to be good examples to us.
Yeah.
Born again, Spirit-filled people. Amen. Or even those that aren't Spirit-filled. You know, they don't believe in the Holy Ghost. You know, most Catholics don't believe in the Holy Ghost. They look at us like we're crazy. Okay. That's all right. Because the Bible tells me that the Holy Spirit is my advantage.
Amen.
And He's my teacher.
Yes.
And since He is my advantage, why would I not want Him?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Amen. So I, you know, but the devil has lied to the body of Christ for so many years, telling them that this Holy Spirit thing is of the devil. Well, I don't see that anywhere in my Bible. I've not found that scripture yet. I think I've read it all through a few times now, and I've never found that scripture. So where they get it, they've got it from man. Because when man doesn't understand something, man fears it. And when they fear it, they throw it aside.
That's right.
Don't want that. Don't want that. Why? I don't understand it. Instead of trying to learn it. Right. Instead of trying to understand it. Getting the... get wisdom, the Bible says.
Yeah.
In all you're getting, get wisdom.
That's right.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, so we dig in and we find out. When I don't know something about something, I'll dig in and research it.
Yeah.
And I don't just use one material.
Yeah.
I'll find three or four different things. And I don't use the web. You want the wrong answer? Use the internet. Okay? Oh, Lord, have mercy. Especially when it comes to bugs. You don't use the internet. Lord, have mercy. All right. So we're to be that witness. And which is what we're talking about today. You know, making disciples. Being a witness of Christ. This is what's going to complete us, you know, that we'll know when we're witnessing the gospel, we're doing our job.
Yes.
Amen.
We're actually doing what God's got us on the earth to do.
Yes.
And that's the only reason why we're here.
That's
right. Is to minister the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Yes.
That's why we're here.
Right.
And so when we do and we minister the gospel, whether they get born again or don't, or whether we're ministering the gospel to those who are already born again. When you're talking Jesus to other people, don't you feel joy inside?
Yes.
I mean, don't you be, you just, you know, you can't get enough of talking back and forth about the Lord, you know, and it's just exciting.
Yeah.
And you listen to what they say and, oh yeah, you know, and you get back and forth and having a blast.
Yeah, right.
And you're just talking about Jesus. You're just talking about Jesus.
That's right.
Witnessing to one another.
Yeah.
And that's what we do with those that are lost. We witness.
Yeah.
So that power comes upon us to be a witness.
Yeah.
So when you don't feel that you're able, strong enough, call on the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Let Him bring that power to be that witness. Amen.
Amen.
Let's look at Luke 14. How are we doing on time? Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're all right. Luke 14. Praise the Lord. I don't know how much I want to read here. Let us, oh boy. All right, let's read verse 23. This is Jesus talking. He says, "Then the master said to the servant, 'Go out into the what?
Highways.
Go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in that they may,'" I can't read it.
That my house
it may be filled. I got so many markings in my Bible, I've messed up some of the words. But amen. So that his house, why are we to go out and do this? So that his what? House can be filled. Do you see this house? Is it not filled?
No.
It's not filled.
No.
What are we to go do?
Go out
in the highway and byway and bring them in.
Right.
Jesus just told us to do that,
yeah.
Didn't he?
Yeah.
Go out in the highways and byways and drag them into the house of God.
Amen.
Beg them earnestly.
That's right.
Compel them to come. Whatever it takes to fill God's house.
That's right. Now it should be easy because of everything that's going on. When you think about it and everything that's going on out in the earth today, it should be easy. Easy to say, hey, I got what you need. There's hope. You don't have to be afraid. And I mean, even our kids' friends are sending them things and talking to them about, why are they sending them to the kids? Because they know who we are. You know what I mean? And so they're concerned. They're thinking, is the world really going to end? Am I going to hell? What's going on here? So it really should be easy for us to go out now and compel people to come in.
Mm-hmm.
How do we do that? Let's go back by the way we act, by the way we speak, by the things that we do. I mean, being that example that we just talked about a few minutes ago, having the word in us, we have that hope, we have what they need. So it should be easy
should
for
be.
Us to go out
right.
and compel. I mean, really, all you have to do is invite at this point, really, and say, hey, love for you to come to my church, And so, we're working on some things to have some things to be able to, hand out to people. We got to get some signs out there. We're working on some things and trying to think of some different things that we can do to make it easier for you guys to do that. I mean, we all go somewhere every day. Pretty much all of us go somewhere every day. You could give a card or something to somebody at the cashier at wherever or at the gas station or wherever. You know what I mean? So, it's just that we have that. We have that hope. We have that. And we don't lack the word here.
No.
We do. I mean, Brandon and I.
Oh, you people are very strong in the word.
Brandon and I have been talking about that the last couple of weeks, that we, over the years, I mean, with Pastor Ed and Pastor Jane and Brandon and myself and all of you guys, we do not compromise. We preach the word and the word only.
Only.
And I mean, we've talked about it over these last couple of weeks, how life-changing the word is in a person's life, and if we have what they need, why aren't they here?
Right.
Why aren't they here? So let's go get them.
Yes.
I mean, let's go get them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Amen. Well, praise the Lord. We compel them to come in just as we compel our kids to get born again, compel our kids to worship the Lord Jesus Christ. We compel them, because we don't want our kids going to hell.
No way.
So that's our heart, right? We love our kids. We don't want them going to hell. Well, that's God's heart for the lost out there.
Yeah.
And it's our job. Let's read this again, verse 23. It says, then the master said to the servant, I'm the servant. You're the servant. Amen.
Yes.
He says, go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in that my house may be filled. This is how important it is for the Lord. He wants his house filled.
Yes.
He doesn't want one person going to hell.
No.
He knows that it's going to take place. He knows people are going to not accept him. He knows that. But he wants us to go out and get him if we can.
Okay.
Do our best to save them and try to fill his house. Try to fill his house. Now, Sue and I, we will not compromise to fill this house.
That's right.
We're not going to change. We're not going to change preaching the word the way we preach the word.
Amen.
I'm not going to tell you happy dappy stories. You're going to see the word of God in my hands, and the word of God's going to come out of our mouth.
That's right.
Always.
Lord.
And that will never change because the word never changes.
That's right.
Amen. We preach the word here.
Yeah.
We don't compromise. We don't change.
Yeah.
Do we want God's house filled? Yes, but we do that by witnessing.
Amen.
We don't do it by our music. We don't do it by our plays. We don't do it by our flag kids. We don't do it by... We minister.
Amen.
That's how we fill God's house.
Awesome.
Amen.
Awesome.
Is it okay to have those things? Yeah, we've had all those things, our desire is to have a praise team again. I mean, it is our desire to
Absolutely.
Have a drummer, a keyboard, and singers.
Amen.
And our desire is to have someone that can complete our website and take care of it and, and have different, ministries for the kids and all of that. So,
and a youth pastor.
And there's nothing wrong with any of that stuff.
No.
As long as the word
is number
and God
one.
Has directed us all to that.
Amen.
And And that's where it is. I mean, we want all of those things here again. We want all of that.
Yep.
And we want to outgrow this place and be in our own place, you know, and different things. I mean, so we know that, and we've said over the years, God is not done with us.
Amen.
He has exactly what he needs right here, right now. Us sitting right here, right now. We are one. We are one body.
Amen.
And I am excited about that.
I like that. I'm excited about that. Praise God. All right. Hallelujah. Let's go to Mark 16. Mark 16. You'll know this one. And then we're going to start in verse 14. Mark 16, 14 says this. And later, he, meaning Jesus, appeared to the 11 as they sat at the table. And he rebuked. He rebuked their unbelief and hardness of heart because they did not believe those who had seen him after he had risen. They didn't believe him. When they're running around saying, I've seen Jesus, he's risen from the dead. And they didn't believe him. And Jesus wasn't happy about that.
That's right.
So same thing today when we say that Jesus has risen from the dead. And those that don't believe us, you know, there's a lot of people that don't believe Jesus is risen. A lot of them don't believe he was the Messiah. A lot of them are still waiting. The Jewish people, most of the Jewish people, if you're not a Messianic Jew, are waiting for the Messiah to come. Well, he's going to come. Except this will be our time to get out of here. He'll set up his kingdom after 7 years when we get back. Amen. Praise the Lord. So he rebuked their hardness of heart because they didn't believe those who said this, you know. And now these guys walked with Jesus, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the 11 walked with him,
yeah.
You know, and he told them this would take place.
That's right.
And they didn't believe him. Amen. Would you believe it? I mean, you think about that for a minute. You know, back then, Jesus is been crucified, you've seen this take place, and you saw him yield up the ghost, if you will. And then somebody says he's risen from the dead. I just saw him. He's in town. I mean, okay. But see, we believe, right? That's what kind of person we are. We're believers. So when Jesus said, hey, I'm going to come back. On the third day, I'm going to be raised from the dead. He says that to you. And then he's been crucified, dead and buried. And then somebody says, hey, I've seen Jesus. He's risen. Oh, you'd believe it, wouldn't you? Because you're a believer.
That's right.
Now, these guys should have known to believe. Right?
Right.
Amen. But he rebuked them for their hardness of heart because they did not believe those who had seen him and that he had risen. And verse 15 says, and he said to them, Jesus is talking, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Preach that gospel to every creature.
Amen.
Amen. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. But he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with what?
New tongues.
You mean we're supposed to speak with new tongues?
That's right.
Yeah. And those that we preach the gospel to and get born again, they're supposed to speak with new tongues. Who says that?
Jesus
just said it.
Yeah.
So I guess speaking in tongues is not of the devil. Maybe we could show that to a few people. And they will speak with new tongues. Verse 18. And they will take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and the sick will recover. So then, verse 19, after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. And they, what'd they do? They went out. They went out. He said to go out. They went out and preached everywhere. The Lord was working with them, confirming the word through the accompanying signs.
Hallelujah.
Your Lord, my Lord, will confirm the word for you. You don't have to. You don't have to worry about it. He'll confirm it. Amen. So a lot of times we try to put that on ourselves. I'm not good enough for signs and wonders. I really missed the mark. It's not about you. This is about Jesus. Jesus will confirm that word.
Amen.
You just preach it.
That's right.
You just do the preaching. The Bible says, how will they hear without a preacher? You're the preacher.
Yep.
You just preach the word.
Yep.
Preach the gospel, he says. Preach the good news.
Good news.
Amen. In my name, verse 17, they will cast out demons.
Yes.
And they will speak with new tongues. In his name. Hallelujah.
Yes.
That's how important this is. It's not in your name. It's not in my name. It's not in anyone else's name but Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
That's right.
This is how we get him to confirm the word. Because he'll only confirm his word. He'll confirm his word. That's why his word is what comes out of our mouths.
Right.
Not our word.
Yep.
We don't make up things. We don't do our own kind of thing, right? We only preach the word and the word only. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Let's go to 28. All right, let's go to Matthew real quick. 28. Matthew 28. Matthew 28. Verse 16 says, and then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee to the mountain which Jesus had appointed for them. And when they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. Are you sure that's Jesus? Are you sure that's Jesus? I mean, even Mary thought he was the gardener.
Yeah.
You know, hey, what? Are you sure that's Jesus? Remember now, he's been crucified, dead and buried, and been raised from the dead. Yeah. You sure about that? So some doubted, he says. And so here's what we have again. We have that doubt. Verse 18, and Jesus came and he spoke to them saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make what?
Disciples.
Make disciples. Go and make disciples. Go and make disciples. This is why we're witnessing. Talking about as personal growth, we're talking about witnessing today.
Lauren.
Witnessing. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations.
Yes.
Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Our Lord is with us.
Amen.
We just read that he will be with us confirming the word.
That's right.
Through accompanying signs. We see here the Lord working with us always to the end of the age. He's not going to leave us.
No.
He's always going to be there. So who do we rely on?
Him.
We don't rely on our righteousness. We rely on his righteousness. We rely on him. We rely on his name. That name. That precious name. That powerful name. That mighty name of Jesus. That's what we rely on. That in the name of Jesus, these things take place. In the name. Not in how good I am. Not in how good my preaching is, not how much word I know, or how I'm so wise in my own eyes. What? Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil knuckleheads. Amen. I mean, you know, I mean, you just amen. Hallelujah. Don't be, it's not about us. This is all about Jesus.
Amen.
This whole existence that we have here in this earth is all about Jesus. That's all about Jesus. Amen. And that's where we've got to have our mindset. That you know what? Everybody needs Jesus. He said to go and make disciples of all nations, all ethnic groups, all nations, all bodies, all people. Make disciples. Make disciples. Just as we saw his disciples. What did he do? He made them. He made them. He made them leave their jobs.
Yeah.
Well, he just said, come follow me, and they all just booked.
Yeah,
they left Dad in the boat. And,
yeah.
You know, that was obviously compelling to them to go after the Lord. Yeah, there was power when he said, come and follow me.
Yeah.
I'll make you fishers of men. Okay.
Right.
You know, praise God for that. That's how powerful he is. And then and his name is that powerful. And we use that name. Amen. That's his name that we get to use. So the virtual Christian life is contagious.
Yeah.
It's contagious.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're contagious.
Thank you.
Your attitude is contagious. Is it worth catching?
Yeah.
You ever heard that one?
Yeah. Is it worth catching?
Is your attitude's contagious? Is it worth catching? We used to have that sign in our office. at where I work. And because we deal with customers daily, you know, we're going to people's houses, and our attitude needs to be a good one, a positive one. Amen. So is that Jesus, that Christian life that you live, is it contagious to others? Like we talked about, that hope that they see in you, be ready to give that answer. Amen. That's how important that is. Make your Christian life contagious. Let's spread. Let's spread. Amen. Let's spread Jesus everywhere. When our lives are filled with the presence of the Lord, we cannot keep but to, or we cannot.
We have to share.
We must share Him, yes, with everyone that we come in contact with. Share Him. That's, you know, sharing the gospel. That's sharing Jesus, because that's the gospel. Jesus came and He died for you.
Amen.
And He took all your sins away.
That's right.
And He washed you clean.
Glory.
And then He was raised from the dead. Now, would you like Jesus to forgive you of all your sins?
Yes.
I do.
Yeah.
Right? Amen. I mean, it's, you know, it's not hard. It's that simple.
Amen.
For them just to hear Jesus and how, what Jesus did for
them. That's right.
How much God loves them that He sent His only begotten Son, right?
Yeah.
I mean, this is how easy this is to just spread Jesus.
Yeah.
Spread the gospel. It takes no more than a minute.
Yeah.
And you can get them saved.
Yeah.
No more than a couple. And then you say, now come with me to church. And we're going to teach you. We're going to train you up. Teach you the word. Amen. Make a disciple of them. Amen. See, when you're making a disciple, you don't just leave them hanging.
Right. That's right.
When you get them born again, you bring them. You compel them. You teach them. You train them. Whatever it takes to make that disciple strong in Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah.
I think
that's about it.
Yeah. I think that's it. So praise God. Obviously, and one of the things is obedience, that we must be obedient to what the Lord has, what He says for us to do, to be obedient to His word, to be obedient to His voice when He speaks, you know, when he says, hey, I want you to this and that, we've got to be obedient.
Amen.
And we're supposed to be quick to obey.
Yeah.
Amen. So be quick to obey, just as we're quick to forgive.
Yeah.
Praise God. Yeah. Let's compel them.
Amen. Yes.
That's why we're here. We're here to witness. So let's compel them to come.
Yes.
Whatever it takes.
Yeah.
Whatever it takes. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We're done. Let's pray. Stand to your feet. Thank you, Lord. Glory, glory.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Father. Father, we bless You. We praise You.
Hallelujah.
And we give You glory. We thank You, Father, that you'll let that hope that is within us shine. And so that people will see it. And then we will give an answer as to why we have this hope. Father, help us to spread the good news of Jesus Christ, to be witnesses and to make disciples. Help us do it, Father. And help us fill Your house. We give You praise and we give You glory. As we go this week, Father, I pray for Your angels to be in charge over us, to guard and keep us in all of our ways. And I thank You that in our pathway, there is life and blessing. We give You glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you all. Have a blessed week.
Amen.
We'll see you Wednesday for Life Night.
Yeah. Life Night.